Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, so if there's something you would like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. So again, it's Basic Gospel, everybody. Here's Bob Christopher.
The Bible says this: in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. That's the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And we've been talking about this redemption that we have in Christ. And the word itself means the act of freeing or releasing, deliverance. And that's why I think the Apostle Paul ties these two words together, redemption and forgiveness,
yes,
because they go hand in glove. You can't have redemption apart from the forgiveness of sins. That is the release that we have been given in Christ Jesus. His shed blood has taken away our sins once and for all, has sent them away once and for all, and he chooses to remember them no more. That's the redemption that we have. And just in light of recent current events, the shootings here in Dallas, Texas, the other police shootings around the country in Minnesota and in Louisiana, we have to ask, what can we do? And I think here is a good starting place, is to realize what we have in Christ, that we have redemption, that we've been set free from sin and death, from the world system. And the basis for that is the forgiveness of sins that we have.
Yes.
And so as believers in Christ, we can offer, we can extend the same forgiveness to those out there in the world that we have been given in Jesus. And I think that's when the world becomes a better place. Instead of seeking revenge, instead of trying to get even, instead of doing all the things that the world does, when they start seeing forgiveness in action, I guarantee you, they will take note. I think last year there was the mass shooting in the church in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. A white person goes in and just starts shooting, and a number of people were killed. And those that survived and yet lost loved ones, they went to the shooter and said, "We forgive you in Christ." That's the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ that moves a person to do something like that. That's unknown in the world. That only comes through the work of Christ Jesus. So I think it's important for we as believers to know that in Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. It becomes the basis for how we operate and move and live in this world today. Without it, we're just left to try to engage in enter into these situations in life just the same way the world does. But knowing that we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, enables us to stand above and to inject into the world system things from God.
Absolutely.
Which will make a difference.
Yeah. Well, this is, of course, Basic Gospel, everybody. We're glad you've joined us today. You can join us by phone. We'd love to hear your comment, or we'd love to oppose your question on this edition. 844-322-2742. The lines are open right now, wide open, as a matter of fact. 844-322-2742. We ask you to call quickly because we want to hear from you right now on this edition of Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed.
Well, guys, you know, I just kind of wanted to weigh in with some thoughts on this thing that happened in Dallas, downtown Dallas, last Thursday night. So much has been written and said about, you know, we look around and we want to point fingers and decide who's to blame for the deaths of four Dallas police officers and one Dallas area rapid transit officer. What is to blame? Well, was it purely the intrinsic evil in a young man's mind that drove him to such a horrific hate-filled act? Was it fueled by the Black Lives Matter vitriol? Were the flames fanned by a president who, according to many, in almost every comment sends the wrong message? You know, almost universally, the Dallas Police Department has no critic in the matter. Under the direction of Chief David Brown, the Dallas Police Department has done more to promote unity in our community than just about any time, in, I guess, in decades. And for that, we, of course, all applaud his leadership. So what is the answer? Who or what is to blame in this and the other acts of violence that seem not to be the norm in our world? Well, when you split the veneer, when you one by one peel back the layers, the truth of Ephesians 6:12 becomes very, very clear, I think. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. So, while many of us want to stand around and point fingers and assign blame to each other for these acts of violence and terror, we have to recognize that there are powers at work that we don't see, that we don't even know about. But there is one to blame, guys, and he is the one identified in John 10:10. He is the one who comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
Yeah, that's well said, Bob, and I think we need to remember that this is kind of a battlefield, this world in which we live in. Satan is doing everything in his power to thwart the plan of God, to move people's minds and hearts away from truth, to deceive people in believing lies. And I think at the heart of any one of these particular tragedies, these horrific, heinous events, there's a deception that has taken place. Somebody has believed a lie about mankind, about God, about their role in this world that we live in today. And that's exactly what Satan does. He deceives us. He deceives people. That's what he did in the garden, and his plan has never changed. So I think when we, like you said, peel back the layers, we see the deceptive nature of sin and exactly what Satan is trying to do. He's moved people away from the truth, and as Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, people have exchanged the truth of God for a lie. That's the world system in which we live in today. And Satan is doing his power, doing everything in his power to blind people to the truth. And I think that's at the root of what we see. Well, how do you solve that problem? Well, you're not going to get rid of Satan. Satan is going to be here. God is going to take care of him in due time. We know that. We've read the story. There is going to be an accounting that takes place. There's going to be a judgment against Satan that takes place. There's going to be a binding up of Satan that will take place. But that's sometime in the future. In the meantime, he's alive and well, and he's doing his work in this world. So we're not going to get rid of Satan, and we're not going to be able to prevent everybody from being affected by his work, by giving in to the lies. But we can offer truth. We can offer light in this world of darkness, and there's only one place where truth is to be found, only one place where light is to be found, and that is in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Our job as believers is to lift him up. Whenever these tragic events happen, the cry is for everyone to pray. And I think that's legitimate, and exactly what we need to be doing in those situations is to pray for those that lost lives here in Dallas. Our prayer is to the families, that they will find peace and comfort. But I think there's another thing that we need to be doing as believers, and there's an opportunity for us to do as believers, and that's to actually speak, to speak truth, to speak love, to speak light into this world of darkness. And what does that mean? It simply means this: to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think these tragic events have really opened our eyes to see the unbelievable need in this world today. This world is a sick place. There are people that are lost and dead who need truth, who need light, who need the life of Christ Jesus. We have an opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. So I encourage folks to be a voice in this world of darkness. I love what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10 when he talks about faith comes by hearing and hearing by the message of Jesus Christ, and how precious are those feet, or the feet of those who bring good news. Right. We have a great opportunity right now to deliver good news. So believer, if you're listening today, be a voice in this world. Let your let the words of Christ, the message of Christ, be spoken by your lips so that others may hear and receive.
Yeah.
Pray, pray earnestly, pray fervently. Speak, speak earnestly, speak fervently the words of Jesus, the good news of his death, his burial, his resurrection. Let him draw people unto himself. Snatch them out of this world of darkness and transfer them into the kingdom of the Son whom he loves. That's our call, our mandate as believers in this world of darkness.
Absolutely. And of course, to the family, close friends, and to the Dallas Police Department, we send our condolences, and our hearts are with you, ladies and gentlemen. Richard, your thoughts?
Well, you know, just like we've been talking about, God's goal for each of us is freedom. And he wants to set each of us free from sin, fear, guilt, and shame. And to help you stand firm in the freedom of his grace, we want to send you Bob's new message called Freedom Fighters. You want to get a foundation on what true freedom is and what it means. This message is for you. Yeah. It's an encouraging resource, and it's our gift to say thank you for your donation to keep Basic Gospel broadcasting on this and other stations, so that more people can hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Bob, can you tell them how to get this off the web?
Absolutely. You can go to basicgospel.net. On every page at that website, you'll find a donate link, and we encourage you to click it right now if you can. We'd love to get Freedom Fighters on the way to you. We would love to have your support as we continue to proclaim the fullness of the love and grace of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, basicgospel.net. Right now, plenty of open lines, friends, 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Speaking of Canada.
Well, let's go to Canada and talk with Ryan. Hi, Ryan. Welcome to Basic Gospel. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's everyone doing down in the States?
We're doing okay. How are you, my friend?
Doing okay. Doing all right. I'm a new listener, so never called, just sort of getting into it, but been a long time Christian. I heard some, you know, talking about freedom and different things from a couple, I don't know if this were recent or archived broadcasts, but for me, what really hit home with me was when I heard, I'm not sure who it was, but one of the gentlemen was talking about their, kind of how they had faith first and then sort of, I can't remember what came after that, but I was like, wow, that was really my journey. My journey was, okay, yeah, that Jesus sounds pretty good to me. I'll take that. But I kind of started off not really knowing what that meant. Like, what do I do with this new Christian walk? How am I supposed to do this? And unfortunately, a lot of my bad habits, and, you know, I was addicted to, you know, pornography and alcohol and different things that I, you know, that I had kind of carried on, that baggage from, you know, my teens and 20s and whatnot. I seemed to really struggle with it, but I did get, I got sick. I have terminal brain cancer, and it was amazing because it almost gave me that opportunity to be like, okay, well, maybe I really should look at how I'm living. And by the grace of God, it really gave me the strength and ability to repent. But my question, I guess, is that a normal experience for people, that maybe they come to Christ and, you know, maybe they're still kind of hanging on and cherishing those old sins, and really takes, you know, it's not an overnight, you know, flip of a light switch transformation. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't, you know, missing something, as you know, I believe in Jesus, that he's the Son of God. I trust him as my Lord and Savior, and I have no plan B.
Well, that's good to know that you have no plan B, because yeah, you don't need a plan B.
I have no plan B.
Yeah,
almost like those signs, kind of like Jesus or bust or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I think.
Anyways, my call, kind of my heart cry was just hearing just your messages and being like, wow, you know, this kind of fear that I've sort of lived with unnecessarily, of like looking at my own behavior and being like, you know, God, look at these bad habits, and I'm a Christian. And then, of course, the devil says, well, if you were a Christian, you wouldn't be doing that. And then you say, well, yeah. So it kind of, the message of kind of first the faith and then your life kind of carves out, Christ kind of comes to live with you and sort of carves out that Christian life and does that life with you, almost like a, hey, Jesus, let's do today together. Type thing.
Well, Ryan, anyways, I think you've just nailed the reality of Christian experience. As far as God is concerned, his first priority for us is life, that we go from death to life. And once we've been born again, once we've been made new in Christ, once Christ has come to live inside of us, then he starts to teach us what that life really is. And as we learn about this new life that we have in Christ, then we begin saying no to those things that we once held on to. And you know, Richard has a tape series called First Faith, Then Freedom. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how it works. I've coined the phrase first life, then change. So once we have life in Christ, then the transformation starts taking place.
I know I've heard the term progressive sanctification before, and I'm assuming maybe that's just the Christianese term for what's
well, that's
going on
that's Christianese, and the reality, Ryan, is you've been sanctified once and for all in Christ. You've been set apart. You've been made holy, and that's what enables you to experience this new life. So
beautiful.
as your mind gets renewed, what you find is that your mind starts getting aligned with the reality of what you've already become in Jesus. And that's the renewing process.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I kind of caught a little bit of what you were talking about today too. And, I have terminal brain cancer. It's, but I'm, regardless, that's what that is, and you know, I'm praying for a miracle, but I've taken this opportunity, and it's just reinvigorated me to just totally go all out, like be a fool for Christ. Almost like Paul. And I encourage other people out there that maybe kind of just, you know, they're like, oh, well, I'll wait till I retire, or I'll wait till I'm, you know, this or whatnot, and then I'll totally go all out and tell as many people about Jesus. I really encourage those people that I'm 34 and I have terminal brain cancer.
Well, Ryan, we are so sorry that.
But I know that I know exactly what I'm to do with that time. Yeah. And I just encourage those people out there that maybe have the time, the ability, the resources, whatever it would be, that they would be encouraged and say, you know what, hey, that sounds like something I could and should be doing too. So God bless you guys.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. Yeah. Let me put you on hold. I'm going to send you a gift, and I think it'll really, you can identify with this story. It's my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I want to put that in your hand.
I heard you speak about it, and I was like, that's a book that I think I need to. There was another one, too, I heard that it was called Drive the Stake. Is that also on the website? And maybe I could.
Well, we'll send you both of those. And
you guys are amazing. And I'm so grateful that I came across your broadcast. And I'll try to call back again if I can encourage, you know, I'm just a humble, simple man.
That's the best kind.
I'm a child of God. And just want to tell everyone about it. So.
Well, Ryan, God bless you. Sorry for what you're going through as far as the cancer is concerned, but so grateful that during this you were anchored to Jesus, and the hope that you have in Christ is what's shaping how you're going through it. And God bless you for that, Ryan. You hang on. We're going to get all your information and send you this book and CD called Drive the Stake. Okay?
Yes,
thanks for your call.
Well, let's let our listeners know that you too can get a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, or more than one if you want. You can go to simplegospelsimplygrace.com. All the information is there, and the opportunity to pick up Bob's book, and we'd love for you to have a copy. Bob, something very, very special coming up in February, this February.
February 7th through the 18th, we're going to go to Israel. It's going to be a trip of a lifetime. We're going to look at that great land through the lens of the new covenant, through this gospel of grace that has saved each and every one of us through faith in Jesus. I've been there three times. I just have loved every single trip. And every single trip, you know, I've learned something new, something more about the gospel, about the land. It is just one of those places when you go there, you just feel like you've arrived at home.
Right. Yeah.
And it is such a special place. We want you to come and join us next February, February 7th through the 18th. It's just going to be a fabulous trip. All the information on how you can join us is at basicgospel.net. Just click the events tab.
Yeah. Events at basicgospel.net.
Thank you. Well, let's go to Fairfield, California and talk to Michael. Hi, Michael.
Good afternoon, and God bless you two brothers for just a remarkable broadcast. You just bring so much encouragement, and I can't thank you enough. You brothers are definitely blessed by God and a blessing to others, and I want to tell you thank you.
Well, thank you, Michael. We appreciate that. We need that kind of encouragement,
yep.
So thanks for ministering to us today.
I did have a question for you.
Okay.
In Romans 13, the Apostle Paul, 13, 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul, you know, pretty much says that we should be subject to the governing authorities, you know, that there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. In recent light of what's going on with the seemingly what some would consider to be police brutality and unaccountability on the one end and you know, the other end, police being targeted. My question is, at what point do we as people question the authority being from God? And should we obey, knowing that sometimes our lives may be at jeopardy by obeying? Or our rights being violated while obeying? Does God really want us to just lay down and obey? And I know the context.
Let me put,
or I believe I know.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a great question, Michael. And I do think the context of this particular passage is very, very important and critical to really understand it. And I'm just going to read Romans 12:21. It says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." And right before that, it talks about do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge." So there's the issue. And he immediately goes into, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. In other words, we don't have to take matters in our own hands. God has set up a system, a world system, in which he can make things right, so to speak. And governing authorities are that system, is that system. So instead of trying to become vigilantes and seek revenge on our own, let's leave that to God and allow him to work through the governing authorities that he has in place. Now, as far as rogue authority figures, I think God will take care of that as well through the governing authorities themselves. So, Michael, thanks for your call. We're out of time on today's broadcast. Great question, though.
Yes, indeed. You know, friends, Romans 10 says, it's actually very much alive when it says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." It also poses some questions. How can they hear without someone preaching it to them? How can anyone preach unless they are sent? Well, at Basic Gospel, we don't have any doubt that we have been sent to teach and preach this gospel message, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel that saves. And this is what you hear without fail on every broadcast at Basic Gospel. It's what you support with your dollars and your prayers, and it's what we ask you to do to continue supporting it. Help us keep teaching the truth to those who desperately need to hear it. Click donate at basicgospel.net or phone 844-412-2742 with your gift. Help bring life to those who will hear. That's basicgospel.net or by phone again at 844-412-2742. Well, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.